Okay, today is Daf Pei Vav. You're on Pei Vav, on the second line, on the top. Gufo shall get shichur. The text of a get shichur is Hariat Paschor and Hariat Latzmech. Here you are a free woman, and you are to yourself. Iskin of Yehuda, Bishtar, Zvini, the Rav Yehuda was masakin in the shtar when you're going to sell an eved, when bishtar zvini da'avde, when you're going to sell an eved, avdo dinan, this eved over here, mutztak la'avdo. What does mutztak mean? Is cut off from being an eved. I think that's what it means. Some
consigned.
What?
Consigned.
Okay, unequivocally, right, okay.
Unequivocally consigned to servitude.
Upatir va'atir min charure, and pater from freedom, umin alule, umin arure malko malkasa. Right, there's no issue with this eved for the king and the queen, even to the king and the queen. In other words, I'm total owner and I'm totally selling it. No issue. Am I right about that? V'rashum de'inish lo is alayhu. There's no issue over here, right? There's no simen, right? That's what the word rashum means. There's no simen over here that it belongs to someone else. That I don't, and I'm not the owner. Umenuka mikal mum. There's no mum. Min ashchin, no shchin. The nafak ad titztar chadas va'atik. Whether old or new. In other words, there's no issue over here with this eved at all. It's totally mine. I'm totally selling it. Now, maya suse.
Isn't shat shikra by definition you're just emancipating it?
No. You're selling it to someone else.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what I'm asking.
There's not a shat shikra. There's not a shat shikra.
But you're talking here about a shat shikra.
No, we're not.
It says, yes, it is. Gufoy shall get shikra.
It's skin of Yehuda, Bishtar, Zavini, Davdi.
This guy is selling it.
He's selling it to someone else.
That's a different situation.
My asuse. So now it says, what's the cure? What's the cure for what?
Boils.
What's the cure for the boils that we just mentioned? Amrabaya, ginbura, which is ginger, right? The markisa, gold dust, kavri. What?
It's actually silver.
Silver dust. I'm sorry. Kavrisa is gufris, which is
sulfur.
The chala de chamra, vinegar wine. Mishcha de zesa, olive oil, natpik, chivra, white, what?
Nafta.
Nafta, the white kind, vishayfale, begadfa, de azva. And you smear yourself with goose feathers. Okay, very good.
This piece of Gemara should have been a couple of blocks ago, right?
And this Mishnah that we're coming up right now should be the second Mishnah of the Masechta, which says, we had this Mishnah on Daf Beis. This Mishnah was quoted on Daf Beis, right? Which is, Shlosha Gittin Psulin. There are three types of Gittin that are possible. The Im Niseis, but if you use that get to get remarried, have Vlad Kosher. The Vlad is kosher. And not a Mamzer. Why? Because the Psul is only a Psul Derabanan. Min HaTorah, it's a valid get. So you go ahead and not, well, you shouldn't give such a get. And if you give the get, it's not a good get. But if she goes ahead and remarries, the children from the second marriage are not Mamzerim. What are they? Number one, Ksav, Biksav Yado, the Einol of Edom. No Edom. There's no Edom. There's no Edom on the signatures. Right? So says Rashi, the Imnises Havlad Kosher, the first Rashi of the Mishnah. Hi Tana, this Tana, Lavker of Meir Svirale, can't be Reb Meir. Right? The Omar Edi Chasima Karti, because the Reb Meir Havlad Mamzer.
It's
a word. The
husband wrote it with his own hand.
Kasav biksav yado. The husband wrote it. The ain't all of Edom, but there's no Edom.
Oh, okay.
So this can't be Reb Meir, because according to Reb Meir, the Vlad would be a Mamzer.
Correct. Yeah.
Because this is a problem on a Doraisa level,
right.
Because Edi Chasima Karsi.
Right.
Uleman demuki la b'gemara ki Reb Meir. And if you can, and the Gemara is going to say, they're going to have a whole discussion of who's the author of this Mishnah. If it is Reb Meir. Hi, Ikalamemar, Diksav Yado Kimeya Edim Dami. That the husband signing it is just like 100 Edim. So I don't need Edim, I have the husband. There's no sofer, I have the husband himself. That's the best aid of all. Of course it's good, according to Reb Meir, according to that interpretation. Also, Velav Karebi Elazar Sirula, it can't be Reb Elazar either. The Amar, because he says, Edi Chasima Karsi. He says Eidim Sira Karsi because the Apollog Rebbe Elazar B'Seifa. Because in a minute, Rebbe Elazar is going to say, no, why argue? It's not going to be the author of the Resha. Ella Kivin Diksav Yadohu V'Kasav V'Nasan Karinan Bey. Since it's Ksav Yado and V'Kasav V'Nasan Afagaf Deleka Eidim Sira Kasha Midaraisa. In other words, it's a hybrid Shita. It's a third Shita now. Some, right? Umihu, Rabbanan, Paslinhu, Rabbanan say it's Pasl, Dilma, Asilach, Shure, Biksav Sofer. Because you might mix that up where the husband didn't write it.
Without Eidim.
Without Eidim, right? Hilkach, Lot, Tisnase, and these eight have Vlad Kosher. Therefore, it's only there to Rabbanan. So if you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, the Vlad's not Kosher. Vidavka, Ksav Yado, Avok, Ksav Sofer, but if a Sofer wrote it, the Ein Sham. The Ein Sham Eid Havlad Mamzer. Then of course the Vlad would be a Mamzer.
If that's the case, the Sofer could write it, he could sign as an Eid.
What?
If that's the case, the Sofer could write it, he could sign.
So we're going to get to that issue, but then we get to the Mealy problem. The husband say that?
Right.
The husband said, I don't want to, I'm too lazy, I don't know how to write it. You write it.
Right.
Did he tell me I could sign it?
No, the husband himself signs it.
Then what is it? What? No, the husband's not here. Right? So I hear, we're just read one line of the Mishnah, right? What's going on with this Mishnah? Says the Rashi, we're not sure. It's either Reb Meir, it's not Reb Meir, it's some hybrid Shita, right? Okay. That's case number one. Case number one is that it was written by the Baal himself, no Eidim. Number two, Yeshalov Eidim, the Ein Bozman. Has Eidim, but there's no Zman. The only reason why you write Zman in a get is because two reasons. One of two reasons. Either because you're married to a relative, you want to save her from Beth Din because she was Mazana, so you make a fake date. Or other reason is because you want the fruits, right? So you make the date later. Also messing around with the date to benefit yourself. So what if you don't write this man? What if you don't write this man? Not at the end of the world. The get's no good. But if you did that, is the Vlad a Mamzer? No.
No.
Asks one of the Achronim over here, asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, 1 minute, if you don't put the Zman in a get, then the get is a document that you can't do Hazama on. Because you don't know when it was written. Because there's no Zman. We have a rule.
What's Hazama?
Hazama means, how could you say this get, how could you say that this get was signed in front of you on such and such a date? You were with us somewhere else.
Oh,
Kasher Zaman.
Oh, okay.
And any testimony that can't be made into Hazama is not good testimony. So how could this ever be good? Right?
Has to be a testimony?
Yeah, the Eidim. Yes. Yes. Right?
That's only if it's contested.
What?
That's only if it's contested.
So the answer is, there's no Drisha V'Chakira by Gittin. And therefore, this whole question is not a question. That's why I'm a Drisha V'Chakira. I come and say, you owe me $100. Really? You have any proof? Sure, have a document right here. Look at the document. Okay, but you were there? Yeah. What do you mean you were there? Two Eidim said you were over there. Couldn't be you. You have that by other. You don't have that by Gittin. They were Mavatal, Drisha V'Chakira. So the whole question is not a question.
Yeah, but you find the get in the middle of the street.
Right, exactly.
That's the problem.
According to a mayor, you could use it. Because you're holding Eidim Chazim Akarzi.
That could be
what
the problem is.
Okay, so there's a Zerid Rabbanan to put in a get. How could that be? You can't be Hazama? No, there's no Drisha V'Chakira anyway.
You don't solve problems.
Exactly. Number three, Yesh bo zman, the ein bo ela eid echad. You only have one eid. Hare elu shlosha gittin psulin. Is a three pasal gittin. V'yanithes ha-vlad kosher. But if you used it, the vlad is not a manzer. The vlad is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Lazar, he pipes up and says, no. Afal pisha eid alav eidim, even if you don't have an eidim at all. Elo shenasno lo b'fnei eidim. If you gave it in front of eidim kosher, it's kosher. Why? He doesn't hold the eid chasima. Not only that, the government of Chasim Mishubadim. Not only that, you can even collect from the Chasim Mishubadim. Meaning, this get is 1,000% good get. The ain she'ain eidim chosman ala get elam tikkun olam. Why do you sign a get? Tikkun olam. It's a good idea because maybe the eidim asira will die or they're not around. So if it's signed, everyone likes signatures. Okay, right. This is like the beginning of the Masechta.
What do you use to collect?
The get allows the ksuva to be effective.
Right.
Without a get, What do you want? What do you have a ksuva here? They're still married. No, I have a get. Oh, okay. Okay, good. Fasu leka, that's it? Va'ikka, what about a get yashan? What's a get yashan? A get yashan is you wrote a get, and after you wrote the get, you didn't deliver it yet. After you wrote a get, you were together with your wife. Now you can't use that get anymore. What if you did use that get? What, the Vlad Zamanzer? L'chor not, right? Vasu leka, va'ikka get yashan. So the Gemara says, okay, now, Hassam, over there by a get yashan, lo tete. You don't have to leave the wife. You can stay. Lo tete means you don't have to. You don't have to get. The, you don't have to. You don't have to
leave the second husband.
You don't have to leave the second husband. But then she got remarried. Right? She got remarried with this get yashan. She got a get yashan, and she got remarried. Does she have to leave the second husband? Of course not. Hacha, but over here tete, you have to leave the second husband in these cases. Now, one second. Is that true? That makes sense if you hold it over here in these three cases, you have to leave the second husband. What are you going to say about that? Right. So why don't we include get yashan? So the Gemara says hasam over there tinase lichatzila. She can get married lichatzila to a second husband with a get yashan. Lichatzila. Rashi says on the bottom. Amrina mi Gemara in this garsha tinase lichatzila. Okay. Hacha, but over here only be the eved. In these three cases, only be the evid are we going to let you get married. Not the same thing at all. So therefore, it's not on the list. I vo'ikka get kireach. We have a get kireach. Get kireach was some kind of get that you had to fold it and sign it every line. And what if you don't sign it every line? Right. What if you don't sign it every line? What, it's not a divorce? The answer, of course, is a divorce. So why isn't that on the list? Right? So Gemara says, Hasam, oh no, over there, Havlad Mamzer. Yeah, there, you get married. The Vlad's Taka Mamzer. Hacha, but over here, a Vlad Kosher. The Vlad's Kosher. 1 minute. That's not so simple. Hanichal Reb Meir de Amar. That's only good according to Reb Meir. Kol Hamashana, Mimat Be'ash, Tav, B'chachamim, Begitin HaVlad Mamzer. Yeah, Reb Meir said that. That if you don't follow the rules of the Get Kireach, even though the rabbis made this up, the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer. El Rabbanon, Ma'ikal Amemer. But according to the Rabbanon, who don't hold like that, the Vlad's kosher. So why isn't that on the list? So the Gemara says, Hasam Teitze. Over there, if she gets remarried from a Vlad from a get kireach, she has to get divorced from the second husband. Hachalot Teitze. Here she doesn't have to get divorced. Hani Chalamanda Amar Hachalot Teitze. That only makes sense over here if you hold she has to get divorced. Elamanda Amar Hachalot Teitze. Elamanda Amar Hachalot Teitze. Then it's the exact same thing. So the Gemara answers, B'mekusher lo kamayri. Now, I'm not talking about that case. Why not? Right? We're not talking about a specific get mekusher, which only applies to certain people. Kahanim. I'm not talking about. It's my universal gittin. Apply to everybody. Vo'ikka shalom alchus. What about a get where you don't mention the kingdom? Right? So what did we say? It's also drabbanan. You mentioned the kingdom. Why? Shalom Alchus. And what if you don't? What the Vlad's of Amzer? So we said last week when we had this Gemara, yes. So why isn't the Shalom Alchus on the list? Why isn't that on the list? Hasam Teitze. What do you mean? Over there by the Shalom Alchus, it's so bad that Gzeira, you can't stay married. Hacha, lo Teitze. Over here, you don't have to get divorced. You can stay married to this.
Shalom Alchus on date is the same thing.
What?
Shalom Alchus is a date.
But you're putting down the name of the king.
It's still the date.
No, it's not the date at all. You can put a Jewish date. You can put down Rosh Chodesh Adar is a divorce. That's nothing to do with Shalom. That's a date. That's nothing to do with Shalom Alchus. Then you also, by the way, it's also in the 8th year of President Obama's presidency. Right? It's a different thing.
Totally separate.
Totally separate. That's why do we do that? Because we Shalom Alchus. Right?
That,
from
that. But then it's state say.
And yeah. All the Rishonim asked that question. Such a far fetched gzira. Such a chomer gzira. You don't put down the Shalom Alchus. You have to get divorced. And if you mess up a date, which is a much more stronger takana, that's for real reasons. Shalom Alchus. Okay, so you don't want the governor shouldn't be upset at you. And if you don't listen to him, you have to get divorced. Such a funny thing. Right? Va'ika shalom achas. Ah, hasam teitzei. Hachalot teitzei. Well, honey, chalamanda amar hachalot teitzei. That only makes sense if you hold over here that lo teitzei. El amanda amar teitzei. Ma'ika lememar. What if it is teitzei? So then why is it on the list? Why isn't shalom achas on the list? So the Gemara answers, read the parentheses? No. Mukimla Kirab Meir, we said, we're not reading the parentheses. Mukimla Kirab Meir, we said that our Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. Right? Remember Rashi said that? It's either Rab Meir or some kind of hybrid Shita. Anyway, let's say it goes like Rab Meir. For Hassam, Havlad Mamzer. Not only that, you mess up the Shalom Malchus. The Vlad's a mamzer. Midrabanan. Right? Midrabanan, the Vlad's a mamzer? Hacha, but over here, a Vlad kosher. The Vlad's kosher. That's why it's not on the list. And that also is a tzarachim. Why? We said this when we did the kosher al-Machas Gemara. No one asked me that. What kind of crazy gzeir is that? You don't put down the king, the Vlad's a mamzer? Midrabanan. Midrabanan, because the Minotaur, you don't need that. Midrabanan. That's a very, very strange gzeir, no? And if you don't write the date of a real date, which is really for real good reasons, you shouldn't cheat your wife, or that you shouldn't save your wife from being punished, then the Vlad's not an answer. That's a funny gzeira, no?
And nowadays, that's not halacha now, is it?
I don't think so, no. Tosfos already got rid of it. Because Tosfos said, no. Tosfos said, now, they don't care if you put them in the shtar or not. What, the government, the king of England cares if you mention them in the get? He doesn't care. Nobody cares now. Now, Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai, Lemana De Seifa Lemute Mai. Why does it have to say it twice? These are the three Gittin, right? Shlosha Gittin, I can count myself. And then at the end it says, Elu Shlosha Gittin Tzulin. These are the three. How many times do I have to say it? So, Minyana Dereisha, the first number is Lemute Hani Da'amaran, to exclude all these other cases. Get Kireyach, and Shalom Malchus, all the, get Yoshon. L'minyana de Seifa, L'mute, what about the Seifa? L'mute comes to exclude, ha, the Tanya, the following. Hamevi get Mibidina Sayam, if you bring a get from overseas, Nasnula, and you give it to her, V'lo Amar, B'fanenechtam, but you don't say B'fanenechtam, Yotzi, V'lavlad Mamzer. You have to get divorced, and not only that, the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer. If you stay married to the second person too long, you had children, the Vlad's a mamzer.
Because of
Yes. Why? So it goes back to the beginning of the Masechta. Yeah. Is it because of Lashma? Yeah. Right? We don't know who these people are. We don't know if it's a good get at all. Divrei Reb Meir. V'chacham omrim ain't a Vlad mamzer. The Vlad's not a mamzer. Ketzad Yase, what do? Yitlena, haimena, take the get back. V'chozer v'yitnenula b'fnei shnayim v'yomar b'fana nechtav u'b'fana nechtam. And say it, do it right.
If they could say it.
Yeah. The point is,
they go back to him?
Yeah, take the get back from her and re-give it.
It's a do-over.
If they can't say b'fana nechtav, then don't give it back to her.
Right.
And get someone who can say it. The point is, the Chachamim hold, again, now this can't be Reb Meir, the Chachamim hold, but the Vlad's not a Mamzer.
Right.
If you didn't follow that rule, the Vlad's not a Mamzer. So that, I'm sorry. According to Reb Meir, the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's why it's not on the list. That's why it's a Shlosha, only these three. Not a case of Fonechtav, because I hold the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer. Or she can't stay married. Or she can't get married to someone else. Then we said, Kasav b'ksav yado. If it was written in the handwriting of the husband, there ain't all of Edom, and there's no Edom. Amar Rav, Ksav Yado Shaninu. Rav made a statement, he wrote it in his own handwriting. Ahaya, what's Rav talking about? Ilema Aresha, if he's talking about the Resha, Pshita, it's obvious. Ksav Yado Ketoni. The Mishnah said that. The Mishnah said, case number one is, a guy writes it by himself. Comes along Rav, ooh, the case is where the guy writes it by himself.
Sure.
What's he talking about? The Resha? The Mishnah said that. Ela Abziyasa, the middle case, HaReyesha Lov Edom. There are Edom. Right? Right? What's the middle case? The middle case is the case of the Zman.
Right.
There are Edom there. Just, he didn't put in the date. Ela Asefa. It must be Rav was talking about the Sefer, which is Yesh Bo Zman. There's no Zman. There is a Zman. The Ein Bo Ella Eid Echad. But there's only one Eid. There's only one Eid. Who wrote it? Comes along Rav, but the husband wrote it himself. With his own handwriting. The husband wrote it himself. V'dafka b'ksav yado v'eid. It has to be that way. Aval ksav sofer v'eid. But if a sofer wrote it, lo, it would not be good. Right? The Vlad would not be kosher. Rather, the Vlad would be a mamzer. Why? Right? Why?
Well, if we had a case of ksav yado v'eid, what's the chiddush of ksav yado v'eid?
What?
We already had a case of ksav yado and no eid. So why does it come to add now ksav yado v'eid?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. Yes. It's an excellent question. One second. Did someone ask that question? Yeah, that's a very good question, Marcel. I don't know the answer. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can look at for maybe the answer. Maybe the Gemara will answer it in the next day. Although tomorrow's daf, I don't highly doubt it because it's a new mission over here. Which is impossible. And let's see if he answers it. Otherwise, it's a good question. I got to think about that. So, kasav b'ksav yado v'eid aval ksav v'sofer v'eid lo. The reason why I think it's different is because. If you have an aid that's not authorized, it's worse than not having an aid. Because of mealy problems, which we're going to get to in a minute. That's what Rav said. Shmuel said, no. Afilu ksav sofer v'aid. Even if it's a ksav sofer v'aid, sharei shaninu ksav sofer v'aid kosher. The ksav sofer and plus the you and plus you is kosher. V'rebi, v'rav. Rav, so there's a brisa that supports Shmuel. What's Rav going to do with that brisa? Me dummy no. Hasam tinase lechatchila. Over there, she can get married lechatchila. Hacha b'di'eved. Over here, it's only b'di'eved. So it's not the same case. Ushmuel lo kasha. Ushmuel lo kasha. Ha. The Mishnah. So then you have to ask yourself, why is that true? Why is it that one Mishnah is lechatchila, one Mishnah is b'di'eved? Why? According to Shmuel, what's the difference? It's all good. So Ula Shmuel, lo kasha, tana kasha. Ha, the Mishnah over there was b'safra demuvak. The safra was an expert. Therefore, she can marry lechachila. Ha, b'safra de lo muvak. Here, the sofer is not an expert. Therefore, it's only b'di'eved. V'chein, amr of Yochanan, tzav yado shaninu, tzav sofer shaninu, they change it. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, harayesh alav, amalei Rabbi Elazar, harayesh alav edim, right? Oh, that's your question, Marcel.
Yeah,
that's your question. Rashi,
the first Rashi.
Yeah. Right, that's your question. Yeah. Right? You already had that case of... So what's the difference if the... What's the question here?
It doesn't make a difference whether the writing is in the husband's or in the sofer's hand.
Exactly. It doesn't make a difference.
The material.
Right? It doesn't make a difference. If you don't have Edom, the only question is the Edom. Right. What's the difference? I'm going to ask Seifa. Now, the question is on the Seifa, which case is that? Only one aid.
Right.
Which goes back to what Rav said. Okay? That makes sense? Yeah? That makes sense? Does that make sense, Mati?
I think the only difference that you have is if the sofer and an aid is created, he's never getting aid on himself. You have him plus one aid and nothing.
Right, I hear you. Right. I hear you. No, good. Right, do we understand this, Kamara, or we don't understand it? Anyone understand this, Kamara? No one? Not one person in this room understands it? Okay, good, I'm in good company. What? What was this Kamara saying over here? Harayesh alav Edim, if you have Edim, right? So then it's his Edim, it doesn't matter who wrote it. If there's Edim, it doesn't matter who wrote it. You have Edim.
Right, it's Edim.
It doesn't matter if the husband wrote it or the sofer wrote it, right? So Amalei, so the Rabbi Yochanan said back, no, a seifa. I'm talking about the seifa where it said you only have one aid, like what Rav said. What did Rav say? Rav said only if it's written by you, not by a sofer. So what does that?
How does that help?
Yeah, I'm not sure here. What's going on here?
Yeah, I think that's worse.
What?
Yeah, I think that's worse.
Yeah. Marcel, you have any insight over here?
But there's a commentary here from the Archcrone.
Yeah, what does it say?
And although the child is legitimate, even if there's no even if no witness is signed on a gate written by the husband.
Yeah.
By the husband's own hand, as taught by the first case of Mishnah, the Mishnah means to teach with the third case that even if the signature of one witness is appended to such a get, the woman may still not initially proceed to marry.
Because?
On the basis of such get. Such get. One. That's what Rashi says.
Uh-huh. All right.
So this is not the optimal way of getting hit over.
Meaning the third case comes to say that it's not different, actually. It's not better if you get one aid, in, you know, even though you already had a case with no aiding.
Okay. Okay. Now, in Amud Aleph, we said there was a machlokas, whether or not she has to get divorced from the second husband if she gets married with one of these three gittin. Zimden amarav teitze, zimden amarav lo teitze. Sometimes yeah, sometimes no. When yes and when no. Amar Rava, Haketzad, Yesh Labanim, if she already has children for the second marriage, lo teitze, not going to mess up her whole life and make her get divorced. Ein Labanim, teitze, she doesn't have children yet, might as well get divorced. In other words, the second marriage is not a good marriage. Masav Rav Marzucha Bar Tuvia.
Yeah.
So now, here we go. Masav Rav Tuvia, Masav Rav Zucha Bar Tuvia. Vikulan, remember the first Mishnah of Masechtas Yevamos? Where there are 15 women that you're allowed to marry, but your brother is not allowed to marry. The classic case is your brother's daughter. Let's make it one case, your brother's daughter. You're allowed to marry your brother's daughter. It's called your niece. But your brother's not allowed to marry, it's his own daughter. So you marry your brother's daughter, then you die without any children. So your daughter, your wife, cannot fall to Yibam, because it's her father. So what happens?
No Yibam. Only two.
Only no Yibam, no Chalitza.
No, I mean it's only two brothers.
Correct. No Yibam, no Chalitza.
No.
Right? What if there's a co-wife who can marry the brother? Also, no Yibam, no Chalitza. Clear? All clear. Good? That's the rule. That was the rule of the first Mishnah of Masechtas Yevamos. So Rashi says, V'kulan, Chamesh Esrei Arayas, the 15 Arayas, She'amru, that we said, She'peturus Tzoroseyen Mina Chalitza. What if before the divorce, before the death, the husband gave the erva a divorce. Okay. Gave a divorce. Then he died. The divorce already 6 months. Then he passed away. Does the tzara fall to Yibam? Of course she does.
Why not?
Right? What if the brother is married to the tzara, and then he marries the erva, and then he dies? No, nothing changed. Doesn't make a difference. Makes no bit of a difference. What if we're not sure he was married to the tzar, to the erva, and or if we're not sure he divorced the wife, the erva? We're not sure. There's a suffix if he divorced his wife. And then he died. Does the tzara have to fall? Can the tzara fall to Yibam or Chalitza?
No.
It's a suffix if they were married.
Do
Chalitza.
Yeah.
Very simple. I didn't say anything crazy.
I know, it's something to Rashi.
Right, so Rashi says, Im hayu behan lebalei en ameis kiddushe safik. What if the kiddushin was a safik? Oh, shegerishin lefnei moso gerushe safik. Oh, we're not sure if they got divorced. Nimtza comes out, tarasa safik. She's now also a safik. Shehi tzaras erva, upaturo safik she ain't a tzaras erva, uzikuku liyibam. We're not sure about the tzara now. Right? So, says Max of the Gemara, with the last skinny line, Masiv Marzutra Bartovia, Vikulan, those 15 women, Shahayu Behan Safek Kedushin and Safek Gerushin. We're not sure if, right, it's Reuven and Shimon, right? Shimon's married to Reuven's daughter, and also to someone, other woman. We're not sure if he divorced Reuven's daughter, or if he didn't divorce Reuven's daughter. We're not sure if he was married to Reuven's daughter, we're not sure if he was not married to Reuven's daughter. So the tzara has to get chalitza. Now, we didn't ask the question yet. Ketzad safek kedushin. What's the safek of a kedushin? How do you have a safek of a kedushin? Zarak la kedushin. Safek karev la. Safek karev lo. Zeu safek kedushin. You threw a get at her, threw a kedushin at her. We're not sure where it landed. The suffix. What's a suffix kedushin? What's a suffix gerushin? What's a suffix gerushin? You ready? Kasev v'ksav yado, v'ein alav edim. You wrote it yourself? No edim. Yesh alav edim, v'ein bozman. Yesh bozman, v'ein bo ela ed echad. Hare elu suffix gerushin. All that is a suffix. Correct. That's our Mishnah. Now, the Amrit lotate say, if you're telling me that the second wife doesn't have to leave, that the second, yeah, so she a woman gets divorced with one of these three gittin, then remarries another man, does she have to leave? No.
No.
No, she doesn't have to. If she doesn't have to, if she has children. He said, if she has children, she doesn't have to leave. We're not going to mess up her life. Let her stay married. So what do you see? Right? What do you see? Right?
That the
Tsarasa is Yili Abume. Then why can't the Tsara get Ibum? What happened? Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter. What does he do? He gives her a divorce. He gives her a divorce, but there's no Zman on the divorce.
So the divorce is no good.
The divorce is no good.
Right.
She then had, no. She then goes ahead and gets married. She goes ahead and gets remarried. She has 10 kids. 10 kids. Then the Shimon dies.
Right.
Now what's the story with the Tzara?
Because
we said, she has to get Chalitza, she can't get Yibam. Why can't she get Yibam? The other one's happily married now with 10 kids. Right. Why can't she get Yibam?
Because Yibam cannot be on Steka.
But if we're allowing the woman to stay married, yeah, what kind of suffix is that?
No suffix.
There's no suffix. Why can't the Tzara get Yibam? You hear that question?
Because you have a way out. You have chalitza.
But
because if there is a sveka, Sofik could do chalitza instead.
Tisyabe ve'embekach klum. Let her get yibum. There's nothing to worry about. The other wife is married with 10 kids. What kind of suffik? We let her stay married. So why can't she get yibum? What's the issue? You hear?
Mm-hmm. So that wife is an erva.
Yes.
To the other brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so what happened? He divorced her. But it's a suffix of a divorce. There's no Zman on the get. Fine. She didn't know, knew that. She got married.
Right.
Now we make her get divorced? Well, it depends. If she has kids, we don't make her get divorced. So if we don't make her get divorced, what kind of suffix is that? Why can't they even get married? Why can't the other wife have Yibam? You following? So the Gemara says, Cheshasha Dirabanan, it's only a far-fetched chashash derabanan. How can we make a gzeira derabanan, right? It's a gzeira l'gzeira, really.
What's a chashash here?
What?
What's a chashash here? So you say chashash derabanan. What's the chashash?
It doesn't mean chashash derabanan. It means it's a gzeira derabanan. Rashi says, chashash derabanan he, right? Look at the Rashi of Asi l'meimar. Get ze ma'alia. It's a good get. V'tzaris alav tzaris erevahi. Not tzaris erva. V'asil liyama. Why can't she get Yibum? U'mashanina. And we answer. I'm sorry. That's the answer. The answer is. Tisyabe ve'ein b'kach klum. You're right. She can get tzaris. She can get Yibum. Ein b'kach klum. Chashasha derabanani. Rashi says. Klomer. I'asil liyavume. If she wants to get Yibum. Lo'im chaslan kulehai. We don't care. We let her. Why? Hi, the nigzar ha atuha.
There's no downside. Plain and simple.
What, we're not going to let her have yibum atu the other wife, but the other wife will let her get married.
Right.
So that's what it means. Exactly. It means it's a far fetched thing. The kivun the kasher midaraisa. Since midaraisa, it's a valid get. Chashash derabanan ba'almihi. It's only the what's a chashash derabanan? Again, you don't put this man in that he's trying to steal her fruits from her. Lav tzaras ervahi. It's not a tzaras erva. Why? Because we said it's a good get. Good?
Yeah.
So, that's a good question. That's good.
So initially we thought that was a problem, that she would marry that Tzara would marry the former brother-in-law.
Exactly. If this is the suffix, it's not a problem.
No problem.
Right? If I threw the get and I'm not sure where it landed, that's a different story. But we didn't mention those cases. We mentioned these cases. So that's not a suffix. If we let her stay married, it's not a suffix. Levi Amar Lo'ol Motetzi. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo'ol Motetzi. V'chein Amar Lo'ol Rabbi Yochanan Lo'ol Rabbi Chalafta Demin Huna Your father said, Lolam Lotetse. She doesn't have to get divorced. Now, since we mentioned him, we mentioned some other halacha, he said, the karsis, some kind of bug, Sheba Amir, in the stalk, Eno Paseles Bimei Chatos. It doesn't posel the water of the Paraduma. My karsis, what is that? Amrabaya Divdisa Debeni Kipi. It's some kind of bug in the middle of the stalk. Okay? What is that? Right? Right? I think it means if one of those bugs drank the water and then spit it out, that water is still kosher for Paraduma water. I think that's what it means. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
No, it's right. Right. So now, the only reason why this is here is because it's the same person said it. Masiv Rav Daniel Bar Katina, 1 minute. Rav Bar Katina, Kala Ofos Pesul Mechatos. Any bird that does that is no good. Any bird that does that is no good. The water is no good. Chutz Mena Yona, except for a Yona. Mibnei Shemotzetzes. It doesn't really swallow it, it just sucks it, it spits it out. That's okay. Vimisa Nisni Chutz Me Yona Vikartis. Then it should say two exceptions, because the Kartis also. The Gemara says, no, lo psikale. We're not so sure about the karsis, because gedola lo pasla. If it's older, it's pasl. It doesn't pasl. But if it's katana, pasl. But if it's younger, it does. Vad kam, what's the age? What's the cutoff? Amar vyir v'yitim of ami ad kizayis. Amount of a kizayis. So it's the size of it, the bird is, what?
That's how big that bug is.
That's how big it is, right. So okay, that's nothing to do with anything. Okay.
But the fly is not a bird.
No.
It's a separate animal. Right. It's two animals, exactly. Rebelaza Omer, Afal P, that even though there's no Edim, but if it was given in front of Edim, it's kosher. Why? Edim is here, Karsi. And on Daf Pei Vav, says the Gemara, Amar Vuda Marav, Halacha Ker Rebelaza Begitin. That's how we paskin that way, which is fascinating. Paskin like Rebelaza. V'chet, Ki Amrisa Kimei Deshmuel, Amar Af Beshtaros, even by other documents also. Rav Savar, no, Beshtar is low, not by other Shtaros. Ha katani v'gov minachasim. I ha katani v'kasim minachasim mishubadim. I it says you collect from the chasim mishubadim. So it's maybe for other documents too. Rabbi Elazar tarti amar. Rabbi Elazar said two dinim. Number one that edim esira works by gittin and also by other shtaros. Right. V'rav savar kavase bechada upal galay bechada. He agrees with him on one and he argues with him on the other. V'chein amar v'yakov bar idi amar v'shuv ben Levi halacha Rabbi Elazar begittin. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yana amar filu reach get inbo. Even a reach of a get it doesn't have. For Rabbi Yana less than Rabbi Elazar, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Achik amar l'rabban amar filu reach get inbo. No, if you don't hold like Rabbi Elazar, then edim esira is not even a shiloh of a get. Not even a shreyach, doesn't even smell.
What needs to be in the get according to Rabbi Elazar in the actual get then?
Everything the same. Right. The text is not the same. The text doesn't change. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rishlakish Halacha, Rabbi Elazar begitin. Same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Reach Haget Einbo. Doesn't even have Reach Haget. Leima Rabbi Yochanan Lesel Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't hold like that. No, Hachik Amar. Rabban Afilu Reach Haget Einbo. According to Rabban, it's nothing. Shalach Le Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Lamari Bar Mar. How do we paskin? Ravuna passed away. Rabba Bray, Rabbi his son said, your father said, Bidvar halacha v'talmid Rabbeinu Mishem Rabbeinu Amar halacha Ker Belazar begitin. Tamar v'chista Amar Rav Hun Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav halacha Ker Belazar begitin. Okay, how many times can you say it?
It's 200 years difference between the first one and the last one.
Really? It's a lot or a little?
200 years. They're just arguing about the same thing.
Same thing, right? V'chein ki yaser Ravin Amar Belazar Amar Rav halacha Ker Belazar begitin. Okay.
Thank you.
In case there's any doubt.
It's like 30 lines of the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I knew we would finish that in 2 minutes, because it doesn't say anything. Okay, so I'll try to do the Mishnah. It's a very hard Mishnah. Should we even wait? No, the Mishnah is easy. Shnayim sheshalchu, shnei gittin shavin. Guy comes to bring two gittin for two different women. Vinis arvu. They both got mixed up. So nosnin shnayim lazu, v'shnayim lazu. Give two to her, and then give the same two to her. What's wrong with that?
What?
One get is for Rachel, one get is for Leah. We don't know which one's for Racha, we don't know which one's for Leah. Because they have the same name. They have the same names.
But we have one for each.
Fine, so give both to Racha.
And then give both to Leah.
Then give both to the other Racha. Then Rachel's certainly divorced. Then the other Rachel's also certainly divorced. Take it back and give it up. Lefikach, that's only there nowadays. Lefikach, therefore, avad echad mehem, if you lose one of them, hasheni batel. There's nothing you can do with the second one. There's nothing you can do with it. You can't give it to one. Hasheni batel. The second one is batel. It doesn't mean batel. There's nothing wrong with it. Just we can't give it.
Right.
Batel's a wrong word. Right?
Does it be kind of get?
Doesn't have to be what?
Does it be kind of get taken into her?
Yeah, so she's bekoning it. Excuse me, we need to borrow this for a few minutes to give it to her.
I'll be right back. So how is it going to be Lishma?
Because it was written Lishma. We just got mixed up which ones they are. So we're going to give both to both. You give both to both. Now,
same names.
Now, that was funny. Chamisha shekasvu klal besoch haget. You have five different women, five different husbands, and it's on with cheapskates. They're going to make one get. Haget ish ploni megarish plonis uplone plonis. A is divorcing B and C is divorcing D. You keep doing that. Va'edim milmata and the edim sign on the bottom kulang sheirin. They're all good, right? V'nitein l'chol achas v'achas. Give the get to every all five of them.
Cheaper by a dozen.
Hayakosev tofes to kol echad v'echad. But if you just write one tofes for everybody, right? All of you are divorcing all of you. Va'edim milmata and then the edim are underneath it. Escha Adim Nikrin Emo Kosher. So in other words, what the case is that you write only the Adim that are next to the only the Adim that are closest to the fifth one are good, is going to be kosher. The other four are not kosher. What's the difference in the case that case and the previous case? Yeah. We'll get in the Gemara. Alright? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
I think tomorrow's gonna be a fun day.
It's very hard. We have a minion.